Been doing the WCHL Healthiest You Challenge for the last 6 weeks. That wrapped up just a couple of days ago, and we're getting to the final tally, announcing our winners. We got 64 challengers. They've been divided into 8 teams, taking 6 weeks with free membership at the UNC Wellness Centers, working with a trainer in order to get fit, get healthy. Everyone has their different goals, and they've all been working towards them over the past 6 weeks. We're joined now by one of the competitors, right? Barry Tomlinson.
That's
from
correct.
The Durham Orange County Medical Society team. Barry, thanks for joining us.
Thanks for having me here. It's nice to put a face with a voice.
So, how do you feel now that the challenge has officially ended? How has it been like for you?
It has been absolutely fantastic for me. It's been a great experience. I've met most all of my goals, and not everyone who enters the challenge has the same thing in mind. Not everybody needs to lose weight. Everybody has a different idea of what their idea of the healthiest you can be, and it's been great getting to know everyone, and we have a great team on the Durham Orange County Medical Society, and I can't say enough about them.
What were your goals to start out with?
My goals, first of all, I have not been in a gym since 1966.
Oh, me either.
And so that was junior high school for me. It was pretty much mandatory.
Yep.
And a lot of water under the bridge since then, being officially a senior citizen now. My goals were primarily to lose weight and to regain some of the motion that I had lost. I have grandchildren now, and I want to be able to keep up with them.
It's got to be tough to keep up with grandchildren just in the best of circumstances,
right? It absolutely
is. So what have you enjoyed the most from start to finish throughout the challenge?
What I've enjoyed the most is the approach to the whole thing, which is it's a holistic approach. It's not just about weight loss. They teach us about nutrition. We've had classes on weight loss. We've had classes on how to read labels. We've had so much interaction with our nutritionist, Liz Watt. Can't say enough about her. Our team leaders, Jamie McGee and Susan Chester, have been absolutely fantastic. They're great motivators. And I guess for me, some of the hardest things for me were a couple of things on our bingo card. It's called a bingo card, and there are a number of things on here that if we do them and complete all of the tasks on this bingo card, it's an extra 20 points.
Oh, nice.
And this is a points-based system, so you really want to get all the points that you can.
Right.
And
do you have to get everything on the bingo card,
or just
complete a line, or every single thing?
Every single item on the bingo card if you want to get that 20 points.
What are some of the items?
Well, some of the items are quite simple. I thought cook a meal from scratch that includes lean protein and vegetable. I knocked that out the first night because that's how we eat. We eat pretty healthy. In general. And then there were some very interesting ones that that I tried that I stuck with. One was Tai Chi, and another was yoga. And the particular yoga class that I chose was called For Men Who Can't Bend. And so you can see there's a lot of humor going around in there, too.
I like it.
But one of the most interesting and challenging things that I did on the bingo card took place over at the Northwest Cary location of the Wellness Center. And I got to tell you, if you haven't been in that area of Wake County in a while, there is all kinds of gravity. And I really think the center of gravity is located right below the rock wall that we had to climb.
Nice, yes.
And
one of those mystery spots where the ball rolls uphill and gravity just changes.
It's incredible how that works, you know. You go in there and you can almost feel it. It was quite a challenge. And I guess the other hardest thing for me wouldn't seem like it would be that difficult, which was jumping rope. And it took a while to get a rhythm.
Mm-hmm.
And so on here we had to jump rope for 10 minutes. And you could do it incrementally, thank goodness.
I remember I used to be really good at that when I was in the fourth grade, but I don't know if I could even start right now. I'd have to get Ray Frederick to help me out on that.
Well, you know, where I went to school, the other guys would probably throw rocks at you if you jumped rope. You're supposed to be out playing ball.
Yeah, yeah. All right, speaking with Barry Gary Tomlinson, Durham Orange Medical Society team. Healthiest You Challenge just wrapped up. We've got our finale coming up next week, right? Next Wednesday.
Next Wednesday night.
Yeah. All right. So we'll have that for you coming up in a week. So how do you feel? Does it feel different now versus 6 weeks ago?
It does feel different. I always heard this from people who did work out that once you get started, your endorphins start going and blah, blah, blah. And I said, yeah, that sounds great.
That was pretty much my reaction.
It's true. It's true. Yeah. And now that my metabolism has been energized, I find that I miss the days that I don't work out, and it's easier for me to lose weight, and I sleep better. Mm-hmm. That's been a great plus also. And, you know, one of the things that I learned, I have to give kudos to our nutritionist, Liz Watt. There are no bad foods. I've tried dieting before. You know, you try this, that diet and that diet, and you always feel deprived because you can't have this. You can't have that. Yep. You know what? You can have it. You just have to watch what you eat. You have to limit the quantities. And, you know, on the weekends, I might like to have a glass or two of wine. So what I do, I come in and I exercise first. I burn those calories.
Okay.
And I prepare for the fact that I'm going to be consuming some extra calories, it's worked out pretty well for me.
So do the exercising and then treat yourself at the end.
That's exactly, it's a reward-based system for me.
All right, I like it. So are you going to stick with it now that it's over?
I'm absolutely going to stick with it. Yeah, in fact, and even though the challenge is over, I went in today and I did the Tai Chi class, and then I stuck around and worked out for another hour after that.
All right. Awesome. Again, Barry Tomlinson, Durham Orange Medical Society team. Healthiest You Challenge with him and 63 other competitors has wrapped up. We got our finale coming up next week, so tune in to us for that. But before we let you go, one tip for people who didn't get involved in the challenge who want to get healthier.
One tip is do yourself a favor and try it, because the UNC Wellness Center is so much more than a gym. They offer classes in a number of different things. They have physical therapy. I actually injured my back during the course of this. I don't know if I did it working out or working in my beehives. I'm not sure. But where did my doctor send me for PT? The UNC Wellness Center. And I also have to say, if you have a supportive wife like my lovely wife, Joyce, you've got it going for you.
You just got an extra 20 points for doing that, I think.
Well, I hope so.
It's a different challenge, but you got an extra 20 points. So you injured your back in the challenge, but you were still able to keep going with a lot of the
I was. I just had to watch some of the things and work around some things, but yeah, I stuck with it.
That's good. And it's good to know that you can do that, that even if you're laid up a little bit, you can still stay healthy.
Yeah, even old guys can do this. Trust me.
All right. Barry Tomlinson, Durham Orange Medical Society team, thank you so much.
Thank you.
And again, tune in next week, Wednesday, for the finale of the Healthiest You Challenge. We'll have one more interview next week, Wednesday, as well. Kevin Minogue, I think, is going to be joining us next week. And you can check out all of these interviews plus blog posts by some of the challengers on our website, chapelburr.com.